So the Ireland Games in the pool has finished. Val, what a fantastic week of competition.
It's been amazing, absolutely amazing. Swimmers have done themselves proud.
The team, happy to be together all week. Has that helped?
Absolutely. Throughout everything, they've got team spirit has just flowed through them. And it all started when we started building the team back a few years, and it's just increased and increased.
Is this the pinnacle of what you've achieved so far? No?
So far, but there's a lot more to go. It's an ongoing process, and the swimmers we've had in the water have just got so much more to come off their times, and they will be swimming fantastically in the next few years.
And how have you enjoyed the week?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I mean, this is my 10th Games, and my favourite two have been on the Isle of Wight. It's just lovely to be in front of the home crowd because it just lifts the performances of everybody, and they really give back too. They respond.
Speaking to Darren Mew at the start of the week, he said the noise level phenomenal in here.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, remembering as a swimmer myself, when you're on the blocks and it's just white noise, it is so loud, and it just lifts your performance to, you know, beyond expectations. It's fantastic. You can't praise the home support enough, really, and as well all the organisation and volunteers. It's all helped. It's been incredible.
I've got to ask, what's that thing you blow on the sidelines? It's above all the noise.
Yeah, we've got, I think it's an antique horn from Paul Critchley, one of our swimmer's dad. I don't know where he found it from, but it's very old and very valuable, so we've been careful with it, but it makes a great noise.
I didn't know that it was a method of support, whether it was actually given a sign to a swimmer or something. I was watching from afar thinking, well, what is it?
No, well, that would be cheating, wouldn't it? So, no, it's just another way of getting above the general noise, really. It's a noise they recognise. We've got our magic flute as well that's been to nearly every Games, and they all hear that in the water and know that the team's behind them.
So, Val, what's next for the Isle of Wight swimming team? What can they achieve?
The Isle of Wight swimming team will be going back to the training with their own clubs, and hopefully we'll pick up some more training and get ready for the next lot of Games in Bermuda in the future.
So, you've lost your voice. Is it a bit of a rest now?
No, straight back to coaching at the weekend. Are you coaching?
Yeah, Sunday. on Sunday.
So we're back to coaching Sunday. And hopefully some of the swimmers will get back in the water and start building for the next events that they've got coming up.
And just a quick word on Darren at the start of the week. You know, it looks still phenomenal in the water.
Darren looks amazing, but most importantly, he has built into the team, and he has just embraced the team ethos and just gone with it, and he's bounced off the swimmers and the swimmers have bounced off of him. So absolutely stunning.
Well, you see a lot of encouragement from him, you know, on the sidelines as well.
Yeah, a lot of our younger swimmers won't even remember Darren, you know, when he swam here in 93 and got his first medal at the age of 13. Some of the swimmers weren't even born that are on the team, but you know, he's come in and just like everybody has, he's just become a part of the team, and we have our ups and downs, and they support each other and lift each other all the time. It's been incredible.